You're listening to Stuart's Super Happy Magical Fun Time of General Confusion and Wonderment, the show that's a laugh riot, that being there's no laughs and I say things that make people want to riot, and stick sharp metal pointy things into my face. This week, episode 23, International but Strictly UK Only Folk Music Week, and here's your host, the guy of a thousand voices, all of which are monotone, dreary, and depressing, Stuart Hardy! Thank you, mysterious American voice that's been opening the show for me for the last 23 episodes. I wish I knew who you were and how charming and dashing you were. You're an inspiration to us all, you clever, handsome devil, you. Anyway, welcome to the show where I, a humble man of quite literally minuscule proportions, will convey my view on various media-related topics, which is right in every way and you are wrong, motherfuckers, deal with it. Just kidding, there's always room for debate, and you can send all your thoughts and opinions and complaints to coua36@banger.ac.uk. That's coua36@banger.ac.uk. We're also staging a listener contest where listeners that send in a Microsoft Paint drawing of what they think I look like, we will send the lucky winner with the best drawing to Disneyland Paris. Warning, we will not pay for your ticket or flight there, we will just send you there. All entrants can be sent to coua36@banger.ac.uk. That's coua36@banger.ac.uk. And remember, you can download my show in the form of several billion hours of pointless drivel by typing in Stuart's Crap on iTunes. That's Stuart's Crap on iTunes. Now, I have literally all to talk about this week. I know that usually I'm a vibrant buzz of interest and intrigue. Purple. So this week, for some reason, there must have been one, I'm not sure what it was though, I'm just going to play some folk music. I know absolutely nothing about folk music, so I'm just going to make it up as I go along. Be warned, I will try not to slander anyone. However, if it comes out, I do apologise, I was just born that way. I'm sick, I need help. To begin the show, we have Men of Harlech. I think that's how it's pronounced. According to the little description-y thingy in the YouTube video, it's a song traditionally said to describe the events during the seven-year-long siege of Harlech Castle between 1461 and 1468. Anyone interested can research this epic siege in which giant purple dinosaurs came out of the ocean to aid the men of the siege by feeding them jelly beans and creating killer space hoppers to bring the seven-year siege to a close. Enjoy! That was beautiful. Let me just mention, this week's playlist was totally chosen by work friend Chris Byrne. Hi Chris, I'll try not to be racist in all the stuff that I make up to surround these songs. Yes. So, the next song that he chose is Mfanwe. I don't know if I pronounced that right, because I'm a pig-ignorant southern Englishman who has been at university in Bangor for a year and a half and knows approximately two words of Welsh. Anyone who wishes to know what those words are can write to me at coua36@bangor.ac.uk. That's coua36@bangor.ac.uk. Strangely, the link that Chris offered me was a version sung by Ridian off of The X Factor. He says he doesn't like The X Factor. I think you're hiding something, Chris. Although you're not doing well at that. Okay, next up on the playlist tonight, we have a song called Suspen Fach. That's F-A-C-H, and if you thought it was the thing that would get me taken off air, you're being racist. This one's sung by Ceres Matthews. She's a woman from Wales and knows how to sing in Welsh. She can play an instrument. Yeah, I did research for this show. Anyway, Suspen Fach is a song about... Well, I don't know, because I can't speak Welsh, but as I listened to it, I imagined it to be telling a story set in the year 1350, in which Wales is invaded by killer mosquitoes intent on destroying these beautiful lands and infecting them with tarmac and chimney soot. The fiends. I may have just said something extremely offensive, depending on what this song's about, but I have no idea what it's about, because I can't speak Welsh, so who knows.
Ismerian wedi brifo a gafydd y gwas ddim yn iawn Mae'r baban yn y cryd yn crio a'r gas wedi sgramadron i bo Sosban fach yn berwi ar y tân nosfan fawr yn berwi ar y llawr a'r gas wedi sgramo John i baw Dau bach y soldiwr Dau bach y soldiwr Dau bach y soldiwr a chodei gris y mae A'i bus Marian wedi gwella a da fydd y gwas yn ei fydd Mae'r baban yn y cryd wedi tyfu a'r gas wedi huno yn ei hydd Sosban fach yn berwi ar y tân Sosban fawr yn berwi ar y llawr A'r gas wedi sgramo John i fawr Siod gris o'i'r ganddo Siod gris o'i'r ganddo Siod gris o'i'r ganddo I'n wen a streipen las
And next up on the playlist, we have an ever-so-pretty song by Bethan Mfanwe Hughes called Ah Lan Y Mor. Apparently she's a professional hairpiece. Okay, I just read that wrong, but I'm not ready to admit my mistakes just yet. She's also a vocalist. That's cool. I'm a vocalist too. In fact, anyone who can speak is. Look, I'm talking. I'm a vocalist. Not going to put her down, though. She can play the harp, which is more than I can play. And no, I'm not going to make a video games joke there. Yeah, that was a stupid idea, Stuart. The next song is sung by Celtic Woman. That's a descriptive thing to call yourself. I'm suburban b***h. Pleased to meet you. Anyway, this is the first one to be sung in English on the playlist. Still don't know what the hell she's talking about, but it's never so pretty song. And the video has a car chase in it. That's a lie, but if it did, it would be even cooler. So here's Isle of Innisfree by Celtic Woman.
I've met some folks who say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. But sure, a body's bound to be a dreamer when all the things he loves are far away, and precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take him o'er the land across the sea. Especially when it happens he's an exile from that dear lovely Isle of Innisfree. And when the moonlight peeps across the rooftops of this great city, wondrous though it be, I scarcely
Next one, I expected this one from Chris, it's the Dubliners. Now, last week I slandered men with beers as not being able to sing. I was right, except in the case of the Dubliners. I'm just kind of annoyed because I'm not allowed to put on a bad Irish accent because people like Chris will write in and complain that I'm being racist. Well, given I've gone on the radio and gone on the record that I can't speak Welsh, that tars me as an outcast anyway. I am a stereotypical Englishman. I go to another country and speak very loudly in English at people, even though they might not understand me. Even though I haven't met a single Welshman that can't speak English as well, that analogy still stands. I'm a b***. Anyway, here's the Dubliners singing Finnegan's Wake.
Thank you. Ah, Tim Finnegan lived in Walton Street, a gentleman Irish mighty odd. He had a brogue both rich and sweet, and to rise in the world he carried a hod. Ah, but Tim had a bit of a timorous way, well, all over the liquor he was born. And to send him on his way each day, to drop in the crate to deliver him on. Why, pull it down, will you dance to your partner around the floor with your trotter shake? Isn't it the truth? I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake. Now one morning Tim was rather full. His head felt heavy, which made him shake. He fell off the ladder and he broke his skull. Then they carried him home, his corpse to wake. Oh, they wrapped him up in a nice clean sheet. They laid him out upon the bed, with a bundle of whiskey at his feet and a bottle of porter at his head. Back from the now, when you dance to your partner around the floor with your thunderous shake. Isn't it the truth? I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Well, his friends assembled at the wake, and Mrs. Finnegan called for lunch. Well, first she brought them tea and cake, then pipes, tobacco and brandy punch. Then the widow Malone began to cry. Ah, such a lovely corpse did you ever see? Must it him aboard and why did you die? Will you howl your gobs as Molly McGee? Quack, pull it down, will you dance to your partner around the floor with your totter's shape? Isn't it the truth? I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Oh, well, Mary Murphy took up the job. Ah, Biddy, she see you wrong, I'm sure. Well, Biddy fetched the belt and the gob and left her sprawling on the floor. A civil war did then engage. 'Twas woman to woman and man to man. Shillelagh law was all the rage, and a row and a ruction it soon began. Quack, pull it out, will you dance to your partner around the floor with your trotter's shake? Isn't it the truth? I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Oh, Tim Maloney ducked his head when a bottle of whiskey flew at him. He ducked and landing on the bed, the whiskey scatters over Tim. Abby Daddy revives and see how he rises. Tim Finnegan rising in the bed, saying, twiddle your whiskey around like blazes. Be the toilet and jail, do you think I'm dead? Whack, pull it out, you dance to your partner around the floor with your trotter's shake. Isn't it the truth? I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. How would you now want game ball?
Next up, it's by the Irish Descendants. Good for you, I'm an English descendant. It's so nice being related to people. Anyway, this song has lyrics, guitars, possibly a meaning and underlying themes. My guess is it's about dragons. I like dragons. Anyone listening who writes folk songs, write a song about dragons. I'd like to hear that. Anyway, here's the Irish Descendants with Rocky Road to Dublin. Wait, is it the Irish Descendants or just Irish Descendants? It says Irish Descendants in the YouTube video. I'm just going to go with that.
A merry month in June, when from me home I started, left the girls a tomb so sad and broken hearted, saluted father dear, kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, me grief and tears to smother, then off to reap the corn, leave her I was born, cut a stout like thorn to banish ghosts and goblins, bought a pair of brogues, rattling over the bogs, frightened all the dogs on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt to here and turn her down the rocky road and all the ways to Dublin, whack for lowly ra. Well, in Mullingarn at night, I rested him so weary, started by daylight, me spare is bright and cheery, took a drop of the pure, I keep me heart from sinking, that's the Paddy's cure, whenever he's on for drinking, I see the lass she smile, laughing all the while, and me curious style will set your heart a bubble, and ask you why I was hard, wages I required, till I was almost tired of the rocky road, to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt to here and turn her down the rocky road, and all the ways to Dublin, whack for lowly rock. Next arrived, I thought it'd be a pity to be so soon deprived of you of that fine city. So then I took a stroll down among the quality bundle, it was stolen in a neat locality. Something crossed me mind. Then I looked behind the bundle till I find upon me stick a wobble inquiring for the road. Said me caught a bro, was he much in vogue on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hunt to here and turn her down the rocky road and all the ways to Dublin, whack for lowly ra. Well, from there I got away, me spirits never failed, and landed on the quay just as the ship was sailing. Captain at me roared, said that no rope had he done. I jumped aboard a cabin long for Ballyden, and down among the pigs, played some hardy rakes, danced some hardy jigs, the water on me bubbled, and when a folly head, wished myself was dead,
better, better, far instead. On the rocky road to double them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Up to here and turn her down the rocky road, and all the ways to double them, Mike for lonely ride. The boys of Liverpool, oh, when me safely land, I call myself a fool. I could no longer stand, the blood began to boil. Temporary was losing poor old Aaron's Isle. He began abusing her on me, so says I, shillelagh, I'll fly. Galway boys were by and saw I was a hobbling with a loud array, joining the affray. Quickly cleared the way for the rocky road to double them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hunt to hear and turn her down the rocky road, and all the ways to double them back for lonely ride.
Anyway, the next song is sung by a woman named Cara Dillon, and it's called There Were Roses. It's either a traditional song cover, or just a cover, or an original composition. Or it might have been all three, and Cara Dillon has access to a time machine in Journey to the Past, and a little bit further into the past, and wherever she may or may not have written this song in the present, and subsequently wrote the song at all periods of history. That makes sense. Anyway, yes, my silliness does detract from the somber, depressing mood of the song and what it's actually about. I don't know what it's actually about, but, f*** it. As I said, I couldn't really be bothered to do any research this week. Here's Cara Dillon, There Were Roses.
My song for you this evening, it's not to make you sad, nor for adding to the sorrows of our troubled northern land. But lately I've been thinking, and it just won't leave my mind. I tell you of two friends one time, who were both good friends of mine. Now Isaac, he was Protestant, and Sean was Catholic born. But it never made a difference, for the friendship it was strong. And sometimes in the evening, when we heard the sound of drums, we said it won't divide us, we will always be as one. There were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of a people ran together. Thank you. a Sunday morning when the awful news came round. Another killing had been done just outside Newry Town. We knew that Isaac danced up there, we knew he liked the band. But when we heard that he was dead, we just could not understand. My fear had filled the countryside, there was fear in every home. When late at night a car came prowling round the Ryan Road. A Catholic would be killed tonight to even up the score. Oh Christ, it's young MacDonald they have taken from the door. There were tears of a people ran together. Isaac was my friend, he cried, he begged them with his tears. But centuries of hatred have ears that do not hear. An eye for an eye, it was all that filled their minds. And another eye for another eye, till everyone is blind. Now I don't know where the moral is or where this song should end, but I wonder just how many wars are fought between good friends. And those who give the orders are not the ones to die. It's Scott and young MacDonald and the likes of you and I. There were roses, roses, there were roses. And the tears of the people ran together. There were roses, roses, roses. And the tears of the people ran together.
Next up is a song by the band Celtic Woman again. I'm assuming that this band was started up in the 1940s to combat the effects of evil giant rats. That also makes sense, but as I said, I'm stupid, I don't know any better. This one's a complete contrast to the last song, it's a jaunty little number. That and the video is kind of weird, she's playing with a violin beneath this massive green glowing eye. It's kind of disturbing. My guess is it's to symbolise the time when the leader of the evil giant rats, Chester A. Nibbles, turned into a giant green dragon. I like dragons. Here's Celtic Woman. Thank you. Anyway, next up on the international but strictly UK-only Folk Music Week playlist, a song sung by Lorena McKennitt called Brian Boru's March. It's a very nice instrumental piece that has instruments in it. It was also produced in its studio and was put onto a CD in 2009, if I'm not mistaken, as I read the YouTube credits again. I know nothing about folk music. Enjoy! Next up, it's Anuna, or however it's pronounced, singing Cloud Song. It's a song about clouds. There, I got the fact right. And it was sung in 1995. Ah, a year of ones, nines and fives. It truly was a classic year. Anyway, it was sung, if nothing else, well, I guess rehearsed and had harp music put over the back of it. I truly talk a lot of don't I? Here's Cloud Song. Thank you. Next, we have a second name that I recognised amongst all the ones that frankly make question marks appear above my head. Sinead O'Connor. And no, I'm not going to make any male pattern baldness jokes, no matter how much I want to. Okay, I admit that was too far. No, I admit, yes, this is a pretty song. Starts off feeling quite unnerving, and continues so. It makes me picture Neil Howey from The Wicker Man being taken to the cliff and being burnt and screaming something about being resurrected over the credits. Nice. Natural fact, it's about... In fact, it's about Foggy Dew or something. Anyway, just ignore the people talking over the end of the song. My guess is that they got bored with the lead out of the song and wanted to get on with the documentary they were doing on Sinead, and I haven't bothered to edit it out because I'm lazy.
She's brilliant. We had a rehearsal with Sinead the day before. We went down to record. Sat in. She's great. Sinead is great, but she's one of ourselves, if you know what I mean. She was great. And just launched into it.
And now it's time for... the English music. I'm bored already. English music bores me. It's boring. I'd rather go back to the ones I can't understand. At least then I can pretend they're talking about race cars and nuclear bombs and buses that can't slow down. Anyway, as stated, I know very little about folk music, so you'd expect me to know all about English folk music, being from there. You'd be wrong. So I'm at least evening out the playing field and insulting my own music as well. Even more so. Still, this one's alright. It's played and sung by John Tams and Barry Coop. Either respectively or not, I don't know which one's which. One of them is bald and one has long hair. Either way, I have no idea who's who. I don't care if that was meant to be whom. I say who. It's called Over the Hills and Far Away, and yes, I'm not making a Teletubbies joke. That's just how I roll, people.
Volunteered to come to list and fight the foe today. Over the hills and far away. Coming o'er the hills and o'er the main.
Next up, you'll have heard her on here before if you've been listening, and quite frankly, I didn't know she was English. I just played her because Chris asked me to, and it would make him shut up about us youngsters not appreciating good music. It's not that I don't appreciate it, Chris, it's just I know nothing about folk music. Ignorance is, well, a correct term in this instance. Here's Kate Rusby with A Ballad, played directly after this bit of me talking called A Link. I take the too much, I know. Anyway, the last song in this week's assortment of random folk music is a song sung by a man called Martin Simpson. And all I notice as the video starts is that there's someone with an accordion. Immediately I look up and go, oh yes, someone with an accordion! Oh god, I think I just came to the conclusion that this is awesome. Don't take me off the air. That was a serious sentence. Sorry, I just love the accordion. Problem is, it's only a funny instrument when played badly. Which the kid playing it here doesn't, unfortunately. God damn you. Anyway, it's called Never Any Good.
You were never any good with money. You couldn't even hold a job. Not steady enough for the office. Not hard enough for the hard. You would rather be riding in Norton. You're going fishing with your split cane rod. You were never any good with money. Couldn't even hold a job. When your grammar school days were over, it was 1917, and you did the right and proper thing. You were just 18, you were never mentioned in dispatches. You never mentioned what you did or saw. You were just another keen young man in the mud and stink of war. You were never any good with money. You couldn't even hold a job. Not steady enough for the office. Not hard enough for the hard. You would rather be singing the Pirate King or fishing with your split cane rod. You were never any good with money. Couldn't even hold a job. And you came home from the Great War with the pips of a captain's rank and a German officer's Luger and no money in the bank. Your family sent you down the coal mine to learn to be captain there, but you didn't stand it very long. You needed the light and the air. You were never any good with money. You couldn't even hold a job. Not steady enough for the office. Not hard enough for the hard. You'd rather be watching the fullness fly, fishing with your split cane rod. You were never any good with money. Couldn't even hold a job. So when the Second War came along, you knew what should be done. You would re-enlist to teach young men the booby trap and the gun. They sent you home to Yorkshire with a crew and a Lewis gun, so you could save your seaside town from the bombers of the Hun. You were never any good with money. You couldn't even hold a job. Not steady enough for the office. Not hard enough for the hard. You'd rather be finding the nightjar's nest or fishing with your split cane rod. You were never any good with money. Couldn't even hold a job. When my mother came to your door with a baby in her arms and her big hurt boy just 9 years old trying to keep her from harm, if you had been a practical man, you would have been forewarned. You would have seen that it never would work, and I would have never been born. Town, so we moved here looking for a job. You were storming at the power station just before I came along, and nobody talked about how you quit, but I know that's what you did. My mother said you were a selfish man, and I was your selfish kid. You were never any good with money. You couldn't even hold a job. Not steady enough for the office. Not high was soon gone, along with your split cane rod. You were never any good with money. You couldn't even hold the job. You showed me eye bright in the hedgerow, speed well and traveler's joy. You showed me how to use my eyes when I was just a boy. And you taught me how to love a song and all you knew of nature's ways. These are the greatest gifts I've ever known, and I use them every day. Oh, you were never any good with money. You couldn't even hold a job. Not steady enough for the office, maybe not hard enough for the hog. You would rather be riding in Norton or going fishing with your split cane rod. You were never any good with money. You couldn't even hold a job. Thank you very much indeed. It's been a real pleasure.
Andy and Andy! So many talented Andys on stage! Thank you so much, that was fantastic. Thank you.
Anyway, that's about all we have time for this week on Stuart's Super Happy Magical Fun Time with General Confusion and Wonderman. And thank you, Chris, for choosing the playlist this week because I had nothing else to play. Anyway, listeners, if you have anything to talk to us about, be it in your life in general, your stupid f***ing of a life that you just want someone to stamp out before you drive your eyes out with rusty nails, you can write to me at coua36@bangor.ac.uk. That's coua36@bangor.ac.uk. And we will read out your wimpish emails on air and mock you and your stupid problems. Big smiles, everyone! Remember, you can download the show on iTunes by typing in Stuart's Crap, all one word. That's Stuart's Crap, all one word, on iTunes. I hope you've enjoyed this special on the folk music of this sceptred isle that's seemingly broken into several smaller isles by the divides of squiggly lines on a map. If you'd like to learn more about the rich history of folk music, you can consult Dr. Wikipedia, whose address can be found in the following sentence. The address of Dr. Wikipedia is en.wikipedia.org. Anyway, next week we have an episode about things and stuff. I hope you like it. And now to play us out, my only contribution to this playlist, it's the Pogues, because it's as far as my knowledge of folk music stretches. Shane McGowan. That's about it. Thanks for listening. Good night.
In this world of ours, pretty hard for man from Starman's decks, and he had too many pairs. So I sad to see the grieving of the people that I'm leaving, and he took their off, but God knows in the morning. We walked into the station in the rain, we kissed him as he put him on the train, and we sang him a song. The time's long gone, though we knew that we'd be seeing him again. Sad to say, I must be on my way, so buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm going far. I grew to be a man. I learned to love the virtues of Sid Sally MacLennan. I took the cheers and drank the beers and crawled back home at dawn. I ended up a barman in the morning. I tried the pump and took the hump and wore the whiskey down. I took the booze and horses through the men and drank the brown. I heard the sight of Jimmy's making money far away. Some people left for heaven without warning. We walked into the station in the rain. We kissed him as we put him on the train. And we sang them a song, the times long gone, though we knew that we'd be seeing them again. Sad to say, I must be on my way, so buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm going far away. I'd like to think I'll be returning when I can, to the greatest little boozer out of Sally MacLennan. When Jimmy came back home, he was surprised that they were gone. He asked me all the details of the train that they went on. Jimmy drank until he choked, took the wrong.